Good morning. It's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us on the line is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, there's a new dust-up between CSEA and the New York State Thruway Authority and the Canal Corp. Tell us about it.
Well, this has to do with layoffs that were carried out earlier this year at the New York State Thruway Authority and at its subsidiary, the Canal Corp. They needed to cut approximately 8% of their almost 3,000 employees, according to the authority. And that came after kind of a protracted discussion about raising truck tolls on the thruway, which was eventually shot down. So they said they needed to make these cuts, which were implemented in April. But now the largest union representing public employees in the state, the CSEA, is alleging in a federal lawsuit that its members were singled out for punishment because they wouldn't agree to contract concessions with the authority. The CSEA president, Danny Donahue, questions the fact that only union members were targeted and that a lot of management positions were kept intact. He said if the layoffs were truly financial, why wouldn't there be at least one highly paid manager or appointee who was laid off? And it covers 60 CSEA members who were bumped to lower paying jobs or even laid off, and another 40 employees of Canal Corp who are out of work now. The Thruway Authority had no comment, citing a policy not to comment on litigation, but it does continue this round of acrimony between the union and the authority.
Let's look now at the spending of Jonathan Soros, who has, well, put in almost $1 million to get money out of politics.
Yeah, Jimmy Vielkind looks at this whole issue and comes up with the assumption that in order to get big money out of politics, you have to spend big money. And that's what Jonathan Soros is doing. A Times Union review of public records revealed that a federal super PAC founded by Soros paid more than 80% of the effort to establish a system of public campaign financing in New York State. The super PAC is called Friends of Democracy. It spent $187,000 that it gave to the Working Families Party. It gave $338,000 to the Citizen Action of New York. And both of those groups have used the funds to pay for mail and television advertisements and do door-to-door rallying of citizens to fight for public financing of elections. And it's ironic, but some people have said that in order to change the system, you have to fight fire with fire. So that's what's going on. They're using money to try to change the system.
Well, for more on these and other stories, you can visit timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor. And Mike, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks very much.
Thanks for talking to you, Ian.